Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Without Danny, Steve Zabin's in today alongside. Show's brought to you by the law firm Kondorian Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today. KMLawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's KMLawyers.com. Zabe, you can't hear this one and not want to go home and watch Christmas Vacation.
All about it, but I won't watch it till tomorrow night about 8 o'clock once I've wrapped all the presents.
Is that the ritual?
That's the ritual. The finishing note of my pre-Christmas tradition.
The Christmas Eve wrapping in the basement by myself watching Christmas Vacation. I've been there a time or two. Let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And a congratulations is in order for Tress Way, the Pro Bowl-bound punter of your Washington Commanders, for the third time in his career. Top 5 in net average and in punts inside the 20. Well-earned as always, Trestifer, to represent the burgundy and gold at the Pro Bowl. We're fired up for you, man. Congrats.
Guys, honestly, more importantly, I love that the Christmas Vacation song was playing as I'm coming on, because that's clearly the one seed for me, and that's how I just know you care. So thank you so much for taking the time to do that little extra.
Have you watched it yet this holiday season, or is it, like it is for me and Zabe, kind of the last stop before the big day?
No, I'm probably on, I would say, like loop number 12. Our family tradition was Thanksgiving night. You get done with Thanksgiving, you sit around, you play board games, and now we're saying goodbye to Thanksgiving, and we watch Christmas Vacation. So Thanksgiving night, I watched it for the first time, and I'm about every other day it's being fired up. So I love that thing.
Nice.
Pro Bowl bound, my friend. How did you get the word, and how did they break the news to you? What's it mean to you at this point of your career? I mean, look, you've made it 2 other times, but when you get there at this point, battling through some of the back pain and some of the things over the years you've had to go through, it's got to be sweeter.
Yeah, it was, man, honestly, it was so cool. AP, Adam Peters, came up to me after the team meeting. He's like, hey, do you have a sec real quick? And I was just like, yeah, what's up? And he goes, there's just a couple things I kind of wanted to pick your brain on, you know, like we're kind of starting the whole early draft process stuff, and there's some of these metrics and things with specialists. I just kind of wanted to pick your brain on it. And he'll do that. Like he'll ask you a question. He'll see like what a guy's take is on different things. And so that was nothing, you know, just totally off the wall. And so I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And he's like, all right, follow me. It's all in the draft room. They're getting everything all set up, kind of. And so I was like, all right, sweet. I'm not thinking anything of it. And I walk in. Well, all of my wife's family is here for Christmas. And so the team got a hold of our whole family that is here visiting, and they brought them up this morning, and they just had the TVs and all the pictures up of like the Pro Bowl and the announcement, and they had Hard Knocks all in there, and Revo was in there, Ott was in there, Belor came in, and then my whole family. So naturally, you know, like the very hardened heart, you know, like bad boy that I am known across the league as being, I just cried like a baby. So it was really, really cool. And DQ was in there. I don't know, man. I'm pretty biased, but how those guys handle everything, it's just no surprise that Bryce Terang, my brother-in-law for the Brewers, he was there, and he was just like, man, this is so cool that like they incorporate the families to make it such a special announcement. And you know, just a different sport, you never know. And that's just a huge testament to who they are. And dude, I could go on and on about our punt team. I just have the best freaking coverage guys in the world. I can't wait to take them all out to dinner just to tell them thank you. I get to do these interviews. I get to go play in the Pro Bowl. I get to, you know, add that to the accolades for my career. But I didn't block one person. I didn't make one tackle. And those freaking dogs will hunt. So I'm very biased towards those guys, and they I really appreciate them.
That is good stuff. Now, did you see last night that Morstead went another game without being needed? Last punt came on November 30th.
I had no idea. That is wild.
Isn't we call that 2024 Tress Way.
I was going to say, you've lived that.
So, I was talking to Jaden. Jaden was so cool, came up and congratulated me, and I was just like, hey, bud, you know, This is just something else, and I'm so thankful. But this kind of pales in comparison to how special last year was. And so while it has been fun to go out there and knock the cover off the ball, flip the field, 10 teams deep, I looked at Jaden. I was like, buddy, I'm sure glad you're here, because it's a lot more fun not punting and going further in the playoffs. And he just kind of laughed. And that's the truth. Like, man, the first couple Pro Bowls, and all of them are special. But, man, that run last year and what it means with the guys and getting to go that far and make a run at a Super Bowl, that's quite a special feeling.
How many punts do you have? Total different punts, like shots or pitches?
I would say that I have four. And that's okay. I have my conventional left, my conventional right, fake left. I call it like a screamer right. And then I have just like my touch shots, my pooch shots. Now, I think that four may not sound like a lot, but I mean, trust me, that's a lot. We're really getting risky here.
You trying to hit spiral rockets on all of them?
No, only whenever I see the returner setting up for. So in the Seattle Seahawks game on Sunday Night Football, I hit one punt to the left, and then we punted from the left hash again. The returner thought I was going left, and so I fake left and kind of hit that screamer right, mm-hmm. and it lands at like 45 or 50 yards and then just rolls and steals field position. Quick fun fact, Grant, I think you'll freaking love this story. The returner for the Seahawks is a rookie, and he was back there. And since I'm a lefty, a lot of guys would get back there and try and like read my punts, and they'll stand behind our punt returners, and they'll watch and, you know, act like they're catching it. And I just went up, introduced myself. I said, hey, man, you're having a great year. And he's good. I was like, hey, you're having a great year. I go, hey, heads up, that's illegal. Like, you can't, you know, do that. They might throw a flag on you before the game starts.
You got to pick up.
And he goes, are you serious? I go, dude, yeah, you got to watch out. You never know. And he ran off and went up the tunnel. And I just hope he told his coach. And his coach was like, get back out there. What are you talking about?
That's incredible.
That is fantastic.
Do you think he was going
young
off?
Guys, they're getting good, man.
They are. Do you think he's going off?
The rules.
Or do you think he actually was scared by what you told him?
No, I think you know what?
He didn't want to risk
it. Let me
it.
Have my moment. I think that's it. It's like, hey, are we better safe than sorry? I don't know if I can trust this guy, but you know what? He might be telling the truth. And that's,
so
you know, that's kind of how I like to live on the field. You never know.
If a Pro Bowl punter, who's also an excellent magician, came up to me and gave me the Jedi mind trick about the rules,
yeah.
I would be safe than sorry. I'd run up the tunnel, too.
That's outstanding.
See? There you go. Yeah.
The Pro Bowl, correct me if I'm wrong, it's at the site of the Super Bowl, San Francisco, the week of the game, yeah?
Yeah, I think they're starting to really try and just ramp up like that whole week and make it, you know, like a big build up. And so it sounds like it's going to be pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to going, man.
What do they do for punters at the Pro Bowl games? What little carnival games do they doing?
It's like a football version of beer pong, if you will, where they have all these like big trash cans set up and you're trying to pooch punt them into these trash cans. And I think you get like 5 or 8 different like punts, like attempts at it to see how many you can knock in there. So, yeah, you better believe I'm grabbing a bunch of my buddies from church and around the neighborhood, and we're just going to line up some trash cans and I'm just going to let it rip.
Kick them over houses into the cul-de-sac. Yep. Did you ever hit the Jumbotron at Jerry World?
I have. I have hit the Jumbotron at Jerry World. And, you know, back in the old days, you know, Mr. Snyder actually asked me to do it one time, but then said, never mind, because at the time it was a live ball, so it'd be a short punt. But he called me up. And he's like, hey, I want you just to smoke that thing. And whenever I told him it was a live ball, it'd be a short punt. I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, you're signing the checks. Like, you're the owner. If you want me to hit the Jumbotron, I'll give it a rip. But
I've hit
it in warm-ups, never in a game.
Okay, is that a tough reach for most NFL punters?
Yeah, I mean, some of these freaking young dudes with just rockets for legs, they can get it. But, yeah, it has to be just smoked perfectly in between the hashes, straight up, tight spiral. Yeah, that's a tough shot.
Tretch, you think you bring the whole fam out to San Fran, or is that a you and the wife trip?
So I think definitely my little man's got to go. My son Bo, he's 7.5.
Perfect wheelhouse.
He's gonna think it's cool that Dad made the Pro Bowl, but once he sees all the other names, you know, like McCaffrey and Dak and all these other guys, I was cool for about 30 seconds, and then he realized half of his fantasy team is also out there that he can watch. So it's funny, we have the whole family here, so everybody's talking about that right now. The game's on a Tuesday, different stuff like that. So we'll see, man.
That's awesome. Tressway with us, the Pro Bowl representative of the Commanders. We actually have someone who wants to congratulate you, Tress, on your Pro Bowl nomination on the phones. Who do we have here that wants to congratulate Tressway?
Tress, what's going on? It's your guy Bill, man. Just want to say congratulations again, man. You deserve it.
Bill is wild. I saw Bill come in like his first day, and he's putting soy sauce on rice, and he's acting like that's just the normal thing people do. This dude's wild.
That's normal.
He's wild.
They're putting soy sauce on your rice.
Bill's our guy, Tress. He's been on with us all season long. He's been great. You know his dog's name is Cousin.
Best,
like, no one has a dog named Cousin except Bill.
Dude, Bill is everybody's guy. If you asked every guy in the locker room, what do you think of Bill? I guarantee you guys go, man, Bill's my guy.
Yeah, Bill, for sure.
How far, Bill, could you punt a football, do you think? Like, if Tress was unavailable for some reason and they put you back there, do you think you could kick a rocket?
No chance. No chance. It probably got to be a fake punt.
There you go.
No chance.
I would fake it. I would fake it if you were punting too, Bill. I don't blame you.
Tress, congrats, brother. We appreciate you, man. Be well and spend that time with the fam.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
All the best to you. Happy
holidays.
All right,
bro.
All right, Bill, you stay with us.
Yeah,
now,
whoa. You're not done yet,
Bill. I got some questions for you, Bill, okay? So let's just start with Christmas Day. You're playing against the Dallas Cowboys on Netflix on Christmas. The whole country's going to be watching. What's your level of excitement here? What do you think?
Oh, definitely excited. I remember, like, I forgot who was playing last year on Christmas, or maybe it was 2 years ago, but I was like, dang, that's pretty cool. And now, like, it's a full circle that I get to play on Christmas, and, like, I'm definitely excited. I have my family down, and, like, it's going to be, like, a great experience.
How do you get accustomed to carry sharing in the NFL? Where, you know, some games it's this, some games it's that. How do you deal with that?
I mean, I feel like you just got to be ready whenever your number call. And, like, that's the approach I take. Like, whenever I get a chance, I just got to just show I deserve these opportunities.
Bill, you scored a touchdown for a second straight week. You had 8 carries for 25 yards. But with Chris coming back, you didn't get the same number of carries. So along to Steve's kind of question, I guess, when did you know what the game plan was in terms of usage? I know C-Rod was back for the whole week of practice. Did you know going in he was going to get most of the work? Like, how does that actually materialize as the game goes on?
Nah, it's never like that on who's going to get the workload. It's just like however the game goes, I guess. Like, I never expected me to go in and get those many carries. And that's any game I go into. So I mean that's just how it played out,
Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, running back with your Washington Commanders, for his weekly 5 p.m. Tuesday appointment on Grant and Danny. Bill, what did you make of the Eagles going for 2 up 17? Did you have any issue with that? That became a big story after the game.
I did. It had me trying to do math on the sideline, like, what's going on? But, I mean, it's all right. We get another opportunity after this week, and we'll just have to show how we feel about it.
It seemed like you guys were upset, because, I mean, I don't know if that's why the melee happened. I guess maybe we'll get some intel on Hard Knocks tonight with everybody mic'd up and the cameras rolling. But I don't know. I mean, was it just, like, disrespectful, or what was your mindset on?
Definitely. No, definitely disrespectful. Like, there's no other way around it.
Just because it was a three-possession game, and there's no reason to tack on the extra point.
That's his decision. That's how the other team felt, and they got the right to do whatever they want. So,
third and one, fourth and one, they're going to call your name or number. What type of run? You don't have to say specific play. What type of run do you prefer the best, just to get 1 yard?
Definitely a downhill play.
So under center?
Under center, downhill.
One of the inside gaps, just lower your head?
Downhill.
When do you have to decide on where you're going with the run? Like, how – you must have, like, 1 second at most.
You got to make a decision in a split second. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't got all day to see which hole you want to go through. Like,
right.
Once you see that crease, you just got to commit to it and be very decisive when you're in that situation.
And I bet half the time you're committing to a hole that is supposed to be there, but by the time you're committed to it, it ain't there. You're hoping and trusting it opens up by the time you get into that space, right? That's got to take a lot of confidence.
Nah, correct.
Yeah.
Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Bill is with us on Grant and Danny. Bill, Jordan Davis is like 340 pounds. He's playing his butt off, this D-tackle for the Eagles. Is he the biggest D-tackle that you have faced in the NFL so far, and just in terms of looking the most like a smart car?
I wouldn't say he's the biggest. I would say, oh, my God, I'm having a brain fart right now.
What team?
Giants. Stetson Dexter. What is his name? Dexter.
Who?
Lawrence Dexter.
Oh, Dexter Lawrence.
Yeah.
You think he's bigger than Jordan Davis?
I mean, I think he might be wider, like taller.
Oh, you know what? You're right, actually. I'm looking up his size.
No, I think they might be like the same size, but I think Dez might be bigger because Dez's tall too.
No, I would not have thought this. Honestly, when you said that, I thought he was like maybe 6 foot and 330.
He's listed bigger.
So Jordan Davis is listed at 6 foot. Let's see. I got him at 6'5", 335, so he's taller. Dexter Lawrence is 6'4 plus and 340. They got him listed heavier.
Yeah, see that? Like, that's a difference. And, like, the height is still the same, basically.
Looks the same, I guess, when you're running into him or running past him, for sure.
Yeah.
You played the Cowboys once already this season. When you prepare for a team like this that you've already played back in week 7, will you go back and will you watch that tape specifically of the Dallas game?
Yeah, for sure.
Or do you watch them the last few weeks? Because that was 9 weeks ago.
Both. I would say both.
Okay. So you want to see how they defended them. You on those 13 carries? Because I think your long was 9 that day. They did a pretty good job against the run. But maybe they've changed things over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, and I think it's more about the players. See how they do things. See how they play.
Well, Bill, we're pulling for you. No pressure. But our Christmases are going to get a lot better or a lot worse based on the outcome.
Riding on you guys
of this game.
No, we're going to try to. We're going to make it the best Christmas. Yeah.
Gonna make it. There you go. Try. I like it.
We like that, Bill. Thank you, buddy. Be good. We appreciate you.
No, I appreciate y'all.
Merry Christmas, brother. Be good.
All right, Merry Christmas.
I hope you got cousin something good. take care of that pup. There is Ja'Cory Cross, Gemerit, and Tressway as well on Grant and Danny. Steve Zabin's in for Danny today. I want to get into what each person's individual, like, gadget. I want to go gadget or really...
Game changer is what I call them.
Right, favorite item that you think everyone should have that would be a good Christmas gift idea.
Also, it's not Friday today, I checked.
It is not.
Feels like a Friday.
That's right.
Because the whole world's kind of shutting down here. Except for some industries. If you're working, God bless you. Thank you for listening.
No doubt.
But what happens on Friday oftentimes? News dumps. A pretty big announcement in the world of golf just dropped.
Ooh.
And I'm going to let you tease it for after the break.
You just did. Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so the movie I think of when I hear this particular Christmas song is Office Christmas Party. This one's all over the credit scene of that with TJ
Miller.
Yeah,
it is. Yep.
Zabe's in for Danny, Grant and Danny on The Fan, the eve of the eve, the penultimate build-up day to Christmas.
So this is a bit of a Christmas gift for the PGA Tour. Guess who's out of the Boombox and Shorts Tour, as I call it? Brooks Koepka announced he is leaving LIV Golf, will not play on that Saudi-backed circuit in 2026. It is unclear whether or not he has a path back to the PGA Tour immediately, or perhaps after a suspension, or perhaps after giving back some money and fines. It's going to be an interesting thing because he's got five majors, so he's got lifetime membership on the PGA Tour by the virtue of those five wins. But he did went he went against the tour. He took the Saudi money, and the tour has been locked in a battle with Liv all along. And the rank and file of the PGA Tour will not like it if they just let Brooks Koepka saunter back in without penalty. However, it's a pretty big blow to the Liv Tour, who are hoping now that DeChambeau sticks around, because it's kind of DeChambeau and Rahm, the only two other guys anyone cares about. Otherwise, that whole thing collapses like a souffle.
Where is he ranking right now in the world?
I don't know what his world ranking is. He had a disappointing year overall. I do think his blades have been dulled by playing on the boombox and shorts tour. So I think competitively he'll be better if he's back on the PGA Tour full time. He kind of joined Liv because at the time he had like lingering knee issues, and he was worried that his career may not last much longer. Mm. So he took a jump for the money, and it didn't turn out for him. So for those of us golf nerds, this is the first big chunk of the Liv facade to come crashing off the side of the building.
Yeah, so I'm not a golf nerd. I think, in fact, we probably just tied the record for most golf
I'm sure
ever talked about on the show.
But you can appreciate the big business of sports and rival leagues and the dynamics and stuff like that.
Absolutely, but I only brought that up to say I don't know anything. I know enough to be dangerous here. To me, this sounds like a no-brainer. He immediately goes back to the PGA Tour. This is not some schlub. It's a five-time major champion. I know. I don't. You could name 10 golfers I don't know.
I could pick
Brooks Koepka out of a lineup of golfers. When I'm watching Happy Gilmore, I go, oh, there's Brooks Koepka. I mean, this is a guy that's won the PGA Championship three times and the U.S. Open two times. So,
but do you know why? You know what the A stands for in PGA? Association. So it's an association, which means it's a tour that is run in large part by the players themselves, who are members, who pay dues, who have to conform to a certain amount of tour events per year. They are independent contractors, so they don't get guaranteed money. There is a commissioner of the PGA Tour, and there's a new guy in charge, the CEO, Brian Rolapp, who came from the NFL, but they are still bound by what the policy board made up of tour players and ex-tour players decides. And they're the ones trying to represent the whole rank and file. And so there's a lot of rank and file guys that stayed with the tour when they could have gone to take the Saudi money, which would have really hurt the PGA Tour, that stayed. And so they're not going to look kindly if they just say, okay, Brooks, come on back in with no penalty. They might make him do something to make the rank and file happy.
I could see that.
But it's a matter of how much do you care about the scrubs and the PGA Tour?
Well, you don't, number one. And this is just how it works, respectfully to them. The star right. wants to come back. He's going to come back. It's good for business.
But that power does not reside in the palms of Rolapp or the commissioner. It's with the policy board. And those are a lot of scrubs and rank and file guys.
Yeah. I don't know anything about anything. I don't think he'd leave Liv if he didn't have anywhere to go. I don't think he doesn't know what's going to happen. I don't think he hasn't had these conversations. My guess is he's already got some kind of acknowledgement that he'll be able to get back to the PGA Tour. Otherwise, why would you leave Liv?
Yeah, that's exactly right. But, you know, this is the case of in sports. There have been rival leagues and competitive splits in just about everything. NFL, USFL, baseball hasn't really been challenged, but trying to think what other ones have. IndyCar and CART had a split that damaged the sport. You know, it's interesting. The Saudis really want their money out there in the world, and they want it nice and washed, and they want to be seen as, hey, we're not that bad. And this was their big avenue. They thought that golf, pro golf at the highest level, could essentially be bought and taken over. So they made a big push with Mickelson at the tip of the spear. And it looked like at first that they were going to win, that the mound of money they have was going to win. Not so sure right now.
And this is a blow to that.
Oh, yeah. No, this is bad for them.
I teased this before we went to break. I wanted to get into, and I figured this is something, you could tweet me at Grant H. Paulson if you want to do it that way, but I want to open up the phones. This is something I think that's relatable that a lot of people can hop in on. What is the item that you use in your life? I'm going gadget. You're calling it game changer.
Game changing everyday item. Does it have to be every day or almost every day?
Yeah, something that you use a lot that you go, thank God I used, like, found that. Thank God someone gave that to me. Thank God I stumbled into that. So I'll give you an example of one for me that, like, I think is just the ultimate everyone should have it kind of thing. It's like a phone mount on the dash of your vehicle so that you can kind of put your phone and then clasp it in, or people will have sometimes
clasp.
Like
clasp.
Yeah, like mine you can kind of enclose.
No, bro, magnets.
Well, that's even better.
Like,
I don't
anyone
have a magnet
is
on the back of mine.
What model do you have?
Right now it's not in its case, but my case doesn't have a magnet. You could buy one that way, but I don't need to because I've got the little prongs that just clasp in.
Grant, that looks like a sleek titanium iPhone 16.
That is exactly what it is.
Gorgeous. Riding naked, by the way, right now. Are you?
Which
one
is
of
why
these?
It's cracked.
Oh,
yeah.
So sad.
That's tough. Now, the main screen's not cracked, which is what we care about.
Well, you still get deduction points for having the back cracked. You do know there's a magnet in that right now.
Sure, but it wouldn't clasp, I don't think, to the magnet that you're referencing.
Yes, it would. That phone, yes. Am I going crazy here, Darius? Can you help me out here? Is Grant new to phones?
Well, no, he's not new to phones, but
That has a MagSafe magnet in it that will clap to any magnetic mount. I could go get the one out of my car if you want and show you.
Well, I'll come down with you after the show.
It does it naked. And every case now for every iPhone above iPhone 14 probably is a MagSafe case. There's very few that are not MagSafe cases, but maybe you bought one of the few that doesn't have a mag in it.
I think I have one of the few that does not.
If I may, and this is good, this leads into our game changers. Don't just get done with the clamp. The clamp, because you want to be able to grab your phone off of there while you're at a stoplight, send a text, plop it back on with the MagSafe.
I can see the
you don't
want
to have to fiddle with the springy clamp and everything. Like, that is so 2011. MagSafe is a game changer. So get with the program.
I like that. This particular phone, I don't know if it would do what you're talking about, but I'm going to walk down to your car with you and we're going to try it out.
It does and it is. Why do you not believe that?
Because why would anyone, but why would you need a phone case with a magnet then?
Well, because a phone case thick enough would reduce the magnetic pull through the plastic case that is embedded in your phone.
Gotcha. We'll try it. We'll try it after the show.
It's not try. It'll
well, we'll see.
Work. No, there's no seeing. You'll see.
I will see.
When you say we'll see, you will see. I already know that it's going to work.
We'll see. what's your game changer?
Two game changers. One is do not skimp on underwear. Get some of these new, very soft fabric underwears. There's something called 4UNDR. 4UNDR. They sell them at Golfdom and Tyson's Corner, proud sponsor of this station. They are not cheap underwear, probably close to $30 a pair. Suck it up, buy them, and put your fellas in luxury every single day. Game changer. Also, air fryer. Do I need to tell people that air fryers are game changers? If you don't have that in your arsenal, your suite of kitchen appliances, what are you even doing, bro?
That one is so old that I can't imagine anyone doesn't have it.
I know,
but
there's
you're
still
right.
Some holdouts out there, possibly. Who knows?
It is necessary. I'll give you one more. I've got an ice machine.
Oh.
So there's one in the kitchen right here that's a lot like the one we have at the house. But we do our little cubed is the wrong word, like blocked, crushed little ice pellets at the house. And on game days when I'm drinking my Coke Zero, there's nothing better than pouring that over. Even today,
nice.
We're having our slices of za. I went and got a Coke Zero. I need a cup with that ice from that kitchen over there. Pour it right on top. I love an ice machine. Just going out of the freezer anymore for the big, normal pieces of cubes of ice. Not
the
good
ice
enough.
Machine you got, was it one of the ones that was all over TikTok a couple years ago? It makes soft ice pellets. Are they soft ice?
Yeah, you like if you chew them rather than snapping, they would be condensed by your teeth.
Okay, and you're okay with that.
Sure. I prefer ice chewer.
I'm a hard ice guy. But I do like the small cubes. So I bought on...
They're called nuggets. I don't know if I buy that, but this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, how much is that thing?
This here is a nice one. This is $2.19. You can get one for closer to $60 or $70.
I wouldn't mind one that can poop them out in hard cubes.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they make them so that they're automated hard cube makers. I bought on Amazon two trays of what would be considered mini ice cubes. So they're small bore, but they're little squares, and I manually freeze them in two trays, crack them open into a holding bin, and I put them into my favorite glassware, which is glassware that looks like a Diet Coke can. It's got the edges, looks just like a Coke. It's that same size, but it's glass.
I love that.
And it makes me so happy, Grant.
I'm getting some good responses here at Grant H. Paulson. I'll read some of these next. We'll take some of these calls. The Christmas lists have already been sent, clearly, but if somebody's doing some last-minute shopping, or maybe mom or a sister's going to text and say, hey, what do you want?
We're game changer.
Give you some ideas with some game-changing gadgets that are part of your daily rituals. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, taking you up to 6:30. Audio Vault in 12 minutes put together some of the best audio I could find on the internet from the last several days. We will play it and react to it in the Audio Vault coming up in just under 15 right here on the Fan. Danny's vacay continues. Steve Zabin is in for Danny today. We're asking you, what's the gadget that you enjoy, use a lot in your life, something that has made your life better that other people should know about, that everybody should have, that maybe if you're asked today, tomorrow by a relative, hey, what can I get you? I want to put something in the mail. Maybe this is something that could get people thinking just a little bit. I went with, among other things, an ice machine. I am big now on, while watching football at home, making my own little ice chilled to go with the Coke Zero, little pellets. They call them the ice maker nuggets. Very, very good. Zabe, you're going with...
underwear and air fryer. Can't go wrong with underwear and air fryer.
Very
Those
related.
Are my answers right
yes.
there.
Depending on what you're eating, possibly.
Exactly.
Very related. Yes. All right, let's go around the horn here with the producers. Clary, your gadget that everybody should have that has made your life better.
Not necessarily a gadget, but it's pants with liners. Like, I wear shorts now with no underwear. Like, I'm Commando Clary over here. Like, it's just what I do because I buy shorts that have liners in them, like Lululemon branded shorts. Like, I pay the big bucks to get them. And they are so comfy. So comfy. I don't have to worry about underwear anymore. And I'm just going commando.
This is the old Bird Dogs thing, right?
Yeah, Bird Dogs. They have them as well. I mean, I recommend anyone out there that has not had liners in their pants, just get them. They're amazing.
Damn, liners. Never even thought about it.
I'm out on that.
Okay.
So I know people that do this and they all love it. I'm just too old school, I think, too traditional. I don't think I would want to go commando. And I know it doesn't feel like it because you've got the cloth liner in there. It's as if you're wearing underwear. But I need the boxer brief and then the pants. I don't want to feel like every single day I'm just going commando out and about. It's not for me. There's people that do that, by the way. They're just wearing jeans with no underwear.
It's too much chafing. It's too much gravy.
Yeah, it's not an issue.
Too much gravy making, too much chafing.
No, but that's the point of having the liners, that it gets rid of. It's as if you're wearing underwear without actually wearing underwear.
But why don't just wear underwear then?
Well, because underwear is
looser.
Like,
the liner is looser. It lets your fellas swing to and fro a bit.
Exactly.
Without the chafage or the accumulation of gravy.
100%.
I'd like to never hear about gravy again. Whenever you're ready, Zabe. I mean, the first time I let it slide. The second time, come on. I mean, you're just killing me. I got to eat dinner at some point tonight. Bad visual. That's unbelievable.
Sorry.
You're just going to that well.
You said you had a heavy lunch. You were going to eat dinner.
Right now, it's not looking good. I need a nap and to probably never eat again.
It's called going to bed for the night.
Yeah, well,
then you got to wrap stuff.
We got work to do still. Okay. All right, Tobes, what's your go-to move here?
So two things. One, this is really expensive, so you probably can't just ask for it, but cars that have the button start, so you don't ever have to take the keys out of your pocket, game changer.
Do they still make cars that require you to put the key into a slot?
Occasionally, when I have a rental or whatever, it has the key, so it's just a totally... different way to do things.
Zabe, I could be wrong. I think there's a lot of those cars still.
Oh, they're out there. I would say that new model year cars, very few of them.
Even standard issue, not like super nice ones?
And low-end ones, yeah. I'd say your EXs.
Okay.
They're probably just plug the key in there. There's one less thing to go wrong to have to go see the dealer about. Oh, my key fob doesn't work.
Tobes, you got anything lesser that I could throw on a Christmas list?
Yeah, having these like Google Nest, Amazon Echo, those little things that you can have in the corner, just Alexa, play whatever. Or
those are
Alexa,
best.
What's the weather? Even playing dumb trivia games or whatever. Those things are so helpful.
Now, I will tell you that like the air fryer, there's no bad answers here. I think that, I don't want to say the ship has sailed, but if you don't have one of those by now, what are you doing? Everybody's got an Alexa already, right?
I mean, I resisted those because who wants a spy in your house? But my phone is spying on me as we speak.
Yeah, I mean, if that was the case, you'd get rid of that and that.
Right, exactly.
Everything you got spying on you.
Yeah, I don't think I needed another device.
So you don't have one?
No, I do not have an Alexa.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I do not have a Apple HomePod either.
I would have thought about that's like a 95% of the population has one. Because to Toby's point, it's you're right. They can hear you, but they're hearing me. They know everything they need to know.
Right.
Especially with kids. Playing songs, looking things up in the kitchen, getting a recipe or, you know, finding out that a package just came. Like, I mean, it is constant that we're using that thing.
Well, I love it for my grandma who has trouble working technology. But if she ever wants to listen to the fan, if I'm hosting or something,
right.
I just tell her, hey, I'm about to be on. And she'll go, Alexa, play 106.7 The Fan. And
Pretty
it
easy.
Plays it for her.
Do you guys use... AI agents, either Gronk, I call it, or ChatGPT or whatever.
All the time.
Yes,
good.
I do.
Good. You know, there's some people that still resist it for whatever reasons, or they breeze it off, and I say, you're really missing the boat. It's remarkable how much better and easier it is to figure things out.
Well, your use yesterday of it was brilliant, and that's the kind of thing I don't do enough of, but should.
Oh, for making all the content? I'm like, tell me all the Christmas content, movies and TV shows that are on Disney Plus.
Exactly.
Netflix, Hulu. And then print it out.
You came in here with a list of where every movie is going to be found.
I still got it, but have I watched any of it? No.
You got time,
I
got to
watch Hard Knocks tonight when I get home.
That's right. 9 p.m. start for you, Zabe, for Hard Knocks. Mm. All right, Dad, what's your go-to gadget that people should have on their Christmas list?
So if you're into having your room or house or whatever smell good, I recently upgraded. So I had a wax diffuser, a ceramic wax diffuser, which basically requires you to buy these like little candle tea lights, and then you put the wax or the oil that's scented on the top of it.
Ooh.
Well, now I got the electric one. I just recently upgraded to the electric one, and I love it. Because for one, it takes away from, now you don't have to buy the tea lights. You just buy the wax or the oil, whatever scent that you want your room to smell like. But yeah, it heats it up electrically.
Why is that better than a candle?
Well, the more there's scent. There's a higher concentration
and
to the oils
and it
won't
burn your house down.
Oh, that too, yeah.
I'm not as worried about.
Well, you should be. Candles open flame.
Yeah, you just turn it. You know, I was about to say turn it off, but you just blow it out when you're done with it.
Yeah, well, there's 36,493 candle fires start in the U.S. every year, according to the Smokey the Bandit. So be careful out there. Stay vigilant, people.
Stay very vigilant. But keep blowing out your candles.
Okay, how about this? People have sworn to me bidets are what it's all about.
We got a guy right now on the line that wanted to say that.
Bidet Nation has weighed
in. Josh in Upper Marlboro.
Let's go, Josh.
Oh, my God. You guys need to devote an entire segment to what I'm about to say. So a bidet has literally – so two things have changed my life, Jesus and a bidet. it's basically – and so mine is built into the toilet seat, and there's a stream that bursts out of the seat, and it has a remote that you sit with, and after the stream, you can turn on hot air, you can have it pulsate.
What?
Oh yeah,
I can't emphasize this.
Do you have
enough.
A fancy
which one do you recommend? Because I'm gonna go buy it tonight
for my toilet.
What model? Right? What model is this?
I am not joking. I call into this station and joke a lot. I am deadly serious.
Hold on, but answer this question, Josh. Can I get like a bidet kit to go with my toilet, or do I need to buy some fancy toilet?
You can.
No, it's a self-install after the fact.
Those are the cheaper ones. They're just fine. I bought the upgraded one because I had it. We were on vacation, and the place we went had it, and I wanted that exact same one. And so a buddy of mine who's an electrician installed it. It didn't take long. It was like 30 minutes, but it's actually connected to a real power supply. And it's like first class for your butt every time you sit down. It is
opulence.
Absolutely
opulence,
amazing.
You like, has it.
It changes my day. It changes everything. Like, I mean, because like you're fresh and clean every time. Mm-hmm. Like I go in there for like a little mini vacation. Like if the kids are going nuts,
but
I
you're
just
still
sit down on the
using
toilet.
The old Charmin toilet paper, right?
Maybe one square.
You don't have to, but I do just to make sure everything's like perfectly dry and perfectly the way it's supposed to be. But I mean, like you'll just never feel the same way again. It is the number one most important thing I've ever purchased in my entire life. I mean, it's absolutely so. The brand I got is Toto. I'm not getting paid by them. I'm happy to have an endorsement.
Okay,
but it's TOTO.
Yep,
and it's absolutely amazing.
What is the model number?
I will text Grant who can give it to you. I don't have it in front of me.
Well, I ask Wash 45,000. Is that what it is? I'm looking at it right now online.
I'm in.
Now I'm going in my Amazon order.
Is it the Ball Blaster T450? Which one is it?
Josh, send this over this way. I'm in. This is why I wanted to do the segment.
Plus, you know, you save, I think, on average $26.19 a year in toilet paper. Because you're not getting big old honking wads of it to grab onto.
If you're using four sheets instead of 14, that's a good ratio.
Right. By the end of the year, you're like, look at what all you saved on toilet paper.
Send me your gadget ideas at Grant H. Paulson. The Audio Vault is next.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season.
unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast